Ladies and gentlemen, we have not done this in a while, but this episode is bits on bits on bits. Another all comedy episode. No topic, no theme, just bits. Let's roll in the show, Deepu. Bits. Sent a second.
Are you sure we didn't do that one already?
We did, you're right. Millisecond.
Yeah. This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Time Saga, Millisecond Edition, Mike Episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Shut up. Shut up. Comedy episode. Okay. All bits. What we rarely get to do on the show is me and Deepu sometimes for each other are little toys. You know, we get to play, we get to make each other do whatever. With this episode, I want to introduce something we've been doing. This is a genuine piece of groupthink. Generally, the show is about groupthink. But, you know, things that we think that we don't consider. I hate inside jokes. Do you hate inside jokes, Deepu?
Absolutely.
Fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking horrible. So I don't like them at all. But what we've been doing on the show recently is this thing where one of us gets stuck in a river. This is not a joke that you need to get. It's simply a thing that you can do at home is when you feel trapped in a conversation or whatever, you simply tell everyone around you that you're stuck in a river and the person has to genuinely pretend to get you out of the river through conversation and things like that. We will be doing that again in the show because I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, as a way to sort of incorporate groupthink here and as a way to prove another piece of groupthink I don't like, which is that I hate stuff and I don't like people not using the word hate. I love the word hate because hating stuff makes you feel confident about your thoughts. You put it in one corner. But I'm going to prove that we can simultaneously hate something and love it at the same time. Ooh. By using a million callbacks in this episode.
Okay.
And we will have the most fun. So Deepu, remember the river rule and we'll get going here. All right. I just really want to bounce bits off of you. Do you know the idea of first chairs and second chairs in orchestras?
I do.
So for people that don't, it's like this idea that there's like rankings amongst the violin players, which fucking, by the way, can't we just have that? If that's real, do you know what I mean? If that's real, that there's a first violinist,
it
right?
It is real. Why are you fucking?
Oh, no, hold on.
Yeah, it is real.
I know it's a real idea, but if that's a real thing that someone can say, you're better at playing the identical song than that person is at playing the identical song. You know what I mean? If that's a real idea. Okay, well, now we have, like, speaker technology, and a violin costs more. Like, a concert violin costs 10 times more than the most expensive speaker, right? That would create the same noise.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we have the first violinist play and then just have fucking speakers all the way back?
And just you want a medley of shitty violinists, the best violinists.
Is that it? That you just need some shit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that some of them have to be shitty in order for it to sound good? It's nonsense. It's to me, it's nonsense on its face. And ranking people, it's ridiculous.
It sounds to me like you want to go see a solo show. Go see a solo.
No,
show.
I'm saying we have technology. I don't need another fucking dude.
Computer,
there.
Isolate the best violinist.
if that's real, if it's real that they're so mean, if they're not just being like, listen, it's seating charts, mm-hmm. Tim, week three, you'll sit up front or whatever. Like, if it's real that it's like, yeah, you play the identical song better than this person plays the identical song, okay, then just have that one person play it. We have the tech now. Like, concert halls cost millions and millions of dollars to build.
Speaking of dollars, if you just have one violinist on stage, it's not filling up all that real estate. You gotta have
no.
More
you would fill it up. You would put like a
just
speaker
couches
on each chair. No, you would have all the chairs, and then there would be a speaker to replicate the idea of sound coming from different sources.
Ah, so that's what people want to see this. You want to see this.
Well, that's why you would have in olden days multiple people in a big orchestra to get, like, more sound and more volume
okay,
and to get
yeah,
the sound
that's
out.
That's true. That's, more volume. Sure.
That's why we built better concert halls to push out the sound and things like that, to make more noises. And obviously the idea of multiple instruments just sounds different.
So you're saying numerous musicians are obsolete. basically.
Of course they are. We just have little speakers sitting there. You have the best one.
Yeah.
You have the best violinist. He's number one. And then you have speakers on all the other seats.
What about the majesty? I don't know. The majesty of a group of instrumentalists.
Then don't rank people. If it's majestical for everyone, if you're trying to convince me that it's a majesty that everyone's playing at once, then stop ranking them like children. You're my best friend. You're my second best friend. And Tina, you're my third best friend. But really, that's like saying, fuck you, Tina. Like, what are we talking? And Jeff, I love you, but you smell. So you're sixth best friend in case fifth and fourth come along.
By the way,
like,
don't you want to hang out with 10th chair guys? What kind of chair are you? Are you first chair kind of person? 10th chair?
That's the bit I want to do.
Okay.
I would like to be a wealthy man. And could you, don't do voices, but I would like to, he loves the first chair. He like sucks up to the second, but anything that is below second chair, he's downright vile to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I'll be two characters. You be this rich guy.
You'll be whatever chair I come and I meet. We're at a function. Oh, okay. I'm this wealthy man. I'm going to buy the symphony, essentially. I'm that rich. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy the whole symphony. And I want you to just, same voice, because I'll change it. And if you need to do another person, like, to come back in, you know, just introduce yourself again.
Sure.
you know, just say who you are.
Uh-huh.
Quick, I'm in a river. Help me.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
We got out of the river.
Okay, there you go.
Whew, just keeping you on your toes. Just keeping you on your toes, ready for what's going to come. Okay. I'm buying the symphony.
Okay.
Okay, hello. Bonjour. You are the conductor? Oui?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, I already asked you. No, I don't know if you... I know I'm already in the character, but I think you remember I had already asked you, s'il vous plaît, do not do a voice. You were asked this many moons ago.
I'm sorry. Please, I heard you were a big investor.
Please, monsieur, do not... I am impressed by the sounds other people make. One of the things of being a conductor, I don't know if you je ne sais pas this, but you can just... You're the one guy who does not make sound, so that's pretty good. In my eyes, you don't have to make good sounds in front of me.
Yeah.
You have, can I see your stick? You have a wand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good wand. Mm-hmm. It's a lot smaller than I thought.
Yeah, well, that's the visual effect from the stage, you know.
You get tired if it was a big thing. You use a baseball bat.
I still get tired, but I fight through it.
Yes, well, you are. And you are first chair conductor?
I'm the conductor.
Oui, monsieur? Is there a second chair conductor?
No, there's no. There's only one conductor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You are the best conductor here.
I'm the only conductor.
Oh, oui. Bonsoir. Okay. Please, s'il vous plaît, show me to the other people in this... you call yourselves a band? What is it? I don't speak French very well, so I don't know the word for symphony in French. It's ironic in this way. I am stupid.
No, that's okay.
I'm a stupid rich guy.
As long as you're buying the place, I'm happy with it.
I am. I have already inspected. Here are the things I've seen so far.
The
bathroom.
Let's meet our...
Not a lot of sounds there. let me ask you this. Mm. I go to the bathroom.
Mm.
Have you been in this symphony hall, the bathroom?
The customer bathroom?
Listen, you... get close to me. Get close to me, conductor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You been to the bathroom? Shh, whisper. Keep your voice down. You been here with the bathrooms with the pee-pee-poo-poo?
yeah, but I actually had a good experience, but what...
Well,
what
let me ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
There are lots of toilets in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the first chair toilet?
There is no first chair toilet. They're all the same.
No! Mon Dieu! There's always a first chair. There's always a best one.
Okay.
We must rank everything. Otherwise, how will we be full-grown adults? You understand?
Okay, I understand. Please don't...
It's very important. You go, you're the best toilet. You're the worst toilet.
I just actually texted the architect. He said that the handicapped toilet is the first chair.
This is the one I use.
Perfect. Well, then you deserve it.
Because I have handicap. You know what it is?
What is that?
Don't do my voice.
Sorry.
To this character, he would find you doing my voice offensive. It's okay for me to do my voice. You, not allowed. This is my voice. I'm not doing you. Oh, I'm a conductor. I swing a stick like a Harry Potter. Did I do you when I came in?
No, but you just did.
Did not call you Harry Potter or the Mickey Mouse from Fantasia.
What about the bathroom upset you?
Well, now that I know I use the best toilet, it was not upsetting.
Oh. Well,
because now I know, my people go into the best eau de toilette. I want to know which toilet make the best eau. Do you understand?
The first one.
Because I saw the urinal there, easy. The one close to the ground. Obviously, the worst one.
Listen, they're all pretty much the same. They all have the same pipes.
I would like to meet the different sections now.
Okay.
First, let's start with the strings.
All right. Bing. What's up?
Oh, did you do a violin noise because you are the string section?
Well, no, I was just walking up to you while plucking my violin. Sorry.
Is that a custom of the land?
I was just practicing. My name's Jacob.
Jacob, you are first chair violin?
No, I'm the seventh chair.
Ah, yeah. Ugh, gross, get away. I touched you. Ugh, that's disgusting. Ugh. Ah, conductor, where are you? Where you go, Mr. Harry Potter?
Hey, what's up? Sorry, can you not call me that, please?
I will think about it.
Okay.
Tell me, wizard. Why you show me seven? Why you show me seventh chair?
Well, they're all quality.
Un, deux, trois, wheat? You go all the way to wheat? Set in wheat? No, I don't want to meet set or wheat. Let's start with the good guys, at least.
Okay, well... Okay.
Show me Un.
There's a lot of people here. We're gonna. I can't see my first chair violinist right now, but he's...
Well, then I'm not interested. Where is there a first chair?
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, lean in close to me, conductor.
Yeah.
I will lie to them and say we have to do something. But because, like everyone, there's no walls, I guess where I work, we have cubicles. You know, in my offices, we have cubicles.
Uh-huh.
Why they have to look at each other? You know, like when I am first chair of my company, right?
You have first
you understand?
Chair. They have
chairs. You understand?
What kind of company?
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Capiche?
Okay, yeah.
That's Italian, but it's okay.
Oh.
In French, we have an expression. Sometimes we speak Italian. So I am the best guy in my company, right? So I put up a wall so I don't have to look at this stupid secretary or a type of thing.
Would you like the lesser musicians sectioned off so they're not visible to you? Is that something you need?
I would think that the first musician would say, I would very much like my own office because there are lesser musicians around me. This one guy over here, he's playing the tuba super good. Guy next to him, he play a lot worse than him. Why he have to look at him? You understand?
I understand.
For me, it's like I work at company. I'm very good company. They pay me a lot. I don't have to look at other people. Because we are ranking each other, and that's what's important about music.
Mm-hmm.
If we are ranking each other, they should not even be here. First musician, he work from home. He's home in Tahiti. He has a big, nice mansion in Tahiti. Doesn't come in. First chair can hire, in my opinion, I own this symphony, and when I buy it, first chair will be able to hire second chair to do first chair, so first chair does not have to do the work. How about that for some shit to start with?
That's a pretty good prize. I mean? That's a good award.
That's a great idea. If I'm first chair, why the fuck I have to show up to play?
I mean, that's we could kind of use the first chair person here to make us sound better, but...
What? Oh, yes. So send everyone else home. Okay, wait, hold on. So lean in close, conductor man.
Yes.
Look. Listen here, Percy Jackson. I am going to lie to the string section because first chair violin is not there. But because there are no walls, they will just kind of see us walk over to the other side. So are they stupid? I assume that anything less than second chair is a moron. So, okay, hold on. This wheat chair, we have to go feed baboons because they are hungry. So we are going over here to do that. Okay, come on. We go. They're stupid. They don't know. This wheat, he don't know.
I mean, they're all
stupid.
Looking at us, questioning.
The new violin player, he is probably a moron. He cannot even chew his own food. Okay. Where is a first chair? Which section has a first chair?
Oh,
you bring them to me.
Okay, so we have the first clarinet player right there.
Let me meet him.
Hi, okay.
Her. I assume it is a him because, again, I am very stupid.
We actually don't know. This person's name is Panther Robinson.
Okay. Bonsoir, Panther!
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
What's up?
You play clarinet, oui?
I do. I'm the first chair.
Lean in here with me, clarinet guy.
What's up?
Because you are smart. Whisper. When we are close, we whisper.
Oh, sorry. Hey.
Sorry. Yeah, we're telling secrets to each other.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Because you're smart. You can play the clarinet better than this noof violin guy. Hold on. The baboons are very hungry. This guy has the food. This stupid. This noof, he don't know. Look. Tell me this, Un. you play clarinet. How long have you been playing the clarinet?
My whole life.
How many years? Your whole life?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can I ask you a question about you saying something so stupid?
Yeah.
People say that all the time. They go, oh, how long have you been, you know, yada, yada, yada. That's a French word, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry, you don't understand. It means, repeat the sentence. And it is my favorite catch line from how you say Flintstone? Because yada, yada, yada. Okay, so maybe I get that confused. In French, we translate things differently. You know, chickens make different noises and stuff. And Barney Flintstone, whatever his name. You go, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so lean in close. Are you whispering?
I'm here with you, buddy.
I can't know if you're whispering unless you whisper.
I'm
it's
right
a weird
here.
Paradox.
What's up?
Okay. You've been playing your whole life, stupid to say. Obviously not your whole life. You were not born out of your mother's vagina with a clarinet, stupid. So probably like 5 or something.
Yeah, that's more accurate. Sorry for being...
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. 5 years old, you're playing clarinet?
Yes, yes, he sang something
It's a woodwind, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just asking, because I know words. I'm buying the symphony, so now I have to learn all these fucking words.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a brass? What the fuck is a percussion?
Yeah.
What's a piano?
I'm sorry, sir. What's your name again?
Wait, hold
what's
on.
What's your name again?
My name is not important. Money. You know this. You play first chair. If you have power, you don't need to tell people your name. People come up to me. They go. They say, oh, Craig, what's your name? I say, fuck you. How you know my name is Craig? Okay.
I just have a concern. There's no
budget. Je m'appelle Craig, okay? You got that?
Okay, Craig, there's no budget for reeds. We're out of money for reeds.
That's not important. I will buy you all the Lou Reeds you want. We'll replace the whole percussion section with Lou Reed. Is that the instrument he play? Okay, no, listen close. you been to the bathrooms here?
I have, yes.
Okay, there's a urinal really short to the ground. Does people know about these types of urinals?
Yes. They're usually for kids and people.
Yeah, that's what people say. I don't know if everyone, maybe some people not been into a men's bathroom, but you have, let me ask you, Panther, you've been into a men's bathroom and you've seen the short urinals? You said they are for children?
I assume they're for children.
Shh, keep whispering.
Sorry.
It's crucial to our conversation.
I assume they're for children, but I never asked.
Well, I also assume they're for children, but here is my thinking with this. If you pee close, far to the ground, right? Okay, you make a pee-pee, you're standing up.
Yeah.
Your pee go all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, your urine, if it splash all the way onto your feet.
Sure.
But with the grown-up urinals, as you may call them, they splash on, like, my hands and penis and pants. Why would we not just put all urinals on the ground? Why is it a privilege to have my pee-pee bounce back to me at a higher height?
I don't know why you're bringing this up to the musicians.
I tell you why, I'm going to be changing it. I'll change all the urinals, and I will put everyone closer to the ground, underground. We sink this whole place, you and me. Come on,
you know,
take this dynamite.
The music business hasn't been what it used to be, okay?
Yeah.
We're just...
Hell, I just got started in it. It's so much different. Have you met the Disneuf violin player? He is a slack-jawed moron.
I have. He's a good guy.
Okay, we are done whispering. Nice meeting you. Conductor man.
Yes. What's up?
Come to me.
Okay.
Get closer. I don't like to yell.
Okay. You want me to whisper again? You want me to get close?
You were not whispering. That was a different guy.
No, I believe you had me whispering.
I think that was you.
There was
a different
three
person.
Of us. Okay.
Oh, no. We did whisper before. Such good times before when we whisper.
Yeah.
All right. That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Such stupid idea. You're grown-ups.
What, the urinal thing?
No. Are you... okay. Are you fucking kidding?
I don't even know, man.
Hello. Hi. Sir, can you see me over there? Hi. My name's Dave. I know you don't know me. This is my wife. She's a river. can you get us to the hospital?
Your wife is a river?
Can you please not ask? Have you ever seen any movies that talk about spirituality in a bullshit way? Well, the river is alive. She is my wife. She's having a baby.
And you both
can
need to
you
go
please,
to the hospital.
We both, you need to. Oh, no, I'm not going to go with my wife to the hospital when she has a baby. Please take me and my river wife to the hospital.
It might be hard to get the river to the hospital if that, you know.
If you're busy, I understand. I can pay you to take us to the hospital. I know. I understand, but it's an emergency. She's having a baby. It's okay, honey.
All right. Well, I'll grab just a bucket and grab some river, and you can get in my car, and we'll go.
Oh, my God. Honey, bucket. That is such a good name for our baby. We should name it. I know you don't know this. We've been deciding on names for a while. Ford, Delta, but bucket. Oh, let's name it bucket.
Well, yeah, whatever you want to name your bucket of water, that's fine with you.
They're out of the river. And now, a wonderful interview with, again, this is another part of it, with Sexpert Tyomi. You can find Tyomi pretty much anywhere. It's T-Y-O-M-I. If you look up Sexpert Tyomi, you can see her work from Ebony, Comedy Central. She writes her own stuff. She has tours where she talks about, she's a sexpert. Because I didn't know if you got this from me saying Sexpert Tyomi, but she talks about sex and sexy stuff. Or not sexy. I guess it's just about sex, whether it is sex. Wow. Is everything about I guess I'll have to ask her. Is everything about sex sexy? No, it might be the only word in which that is true. Welcome to English. It's not great. We're fixing it. Come back. Pardon the dust. This is English. Okay, here's my interview with Tyomi.
And then we're always kissing and, you know, he's always smacking my booty. All kind of stuff. Like, we love PDA.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of the... Okay, I always tell people... So, I don't want to waste too much of your time. You've already been too generous, Tyomi. I'm serious. This is amazing for you talking to me this long, and I know you've had a late night. I want to get this one opinion from you, because I think this is a point of groupthink that we haven't hit in the show so far. PDA, public displays of affection. How do you feel about it? How do you feel the general public should feel about it? Because now this is definitely going to be a We Don't Take a Survey segment where I survey other podcasters about this. Public displays of affection, kissing in public, holding hands in public, hugging in public, smacking booties in public, I think is probably beyond the scope of this show. But just in general, I don't think we're enough. It would probably take you a good 30 minutes to really explain smacking booties in public. But you know what I mean? This is not our expertise. We would need a whole book from you, and I don't have that type of money. PDA, how do you feel about it? And I want to translate this out to our other listeners. Public displays of affection. What is your feelings on it? And how should other people feel about it?
I love PDA, and I think that people are going to feel however they feel about it.
Yeah.
But it's all about just.
I'll be honest. I'm anti. I don't enjoy it. It doesn't bring me any joy. But I want to hear how you feel about it. It doesn't bring me any excitement. It brings me the same amount of excitement.
I love it.
It's like every time I kiss someone in public, it's like kissing them in front of my mom. It's like how the French used to have to deflower the royalty in front of the whole family. That's how I – even holding hands in public, that's how I feel. But
I'm a holding hands person, a hugger.
Hugger.
I will twerk my booty on you in public. I mean, I'm just a free spirit like that. And when I'm kissing him or anybody – else, like, everything disappears. It's like that's the only thing that matters in that moment. It's that energy, that energetic exchange. So I don't even feel like I'm in public. I love PDA.
You answered my next questions before I even asked them. That's how you feel about it. That the P part of it is actually. Which is I know for sex workers saying the P part of it is not really, but it's display of affection. That's the important part to you, is that you're displaying affection.
And I'm an exhibitionist as well. You know, I like having sex in public and being watched. So it's
This is why I love people that consider themselves sex workers, because they're not afraid to create sort of they don't care about the Venn diagram. Because that's so interesting, is that you said something initially, you know, to say that display of affection, I think someone can run with that and say, like, well, everyone should kiss in public. But then when you throw an exhibitionist, it throws – why I like sex experts is because they're not afraid to say things like, it can be both things at once. It doesn't – yes, I like that it's exhibitionism, but also I want to show display of affection. It's not necessarily understandable. It's sort of unattainable and ununderstandable, and that's why you have an interest in it, is that it's not necessarily explainable from a binary standpoint. It's, yes, I like doing this in public, but also I just like displaying affection, and it might not be cut and dry to explain it to 100 out of 100 people. So only 75 uh-huh. out of 100 might get it. You know, that's
uh-huh.
I like that boldness in sex experts, as opposed to me, where we've been debating mac and cheese for the past 3 weeks. By the way, while we're on it, do you buy mac and cheese outside of the house?
Do I buy it? No, I don't even eat cheese.
So you don't even eat cheese. There you go. And now we actually did take a survey. That's normally what I say to introduce the section, but we didn't actually do that. This is all just me being funny. What we do normally on the show is we take a piece of groupthink and put it out to people in the media industry and have them comment on it. So here are the people that we got to comment on it. First is Tyler Richard. That's not how you say his name. And anyway, how would you spell that? Here is Tyler Richardson of At Reels Channel and The Splash Report. We shouldn't get upset about people making fun of our mothers, i.e. yo mama's jokes and things of that nature, on the idea that our mothers are full-grown adults and they don't, the person probably doesn't know your mom. Thought on this?
Well, I do agree. I think it takes a while to understand that words really don't mean anything, especially if they're talking about your mother, who most people don't even know. But there is something about talking about somebody's mother. That's the woman who I've seen clean up my vomit and who, like, gave me sleep when I'm sick, and that unconditional love. So I do, there's some anger that comes about. You're like, you don't even know my mother. And the first thing you think is just smash.
Do you get upset? Legitimately, it gets to you a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a long time since somebody talked about my mom. But if somebody today talked about my mother, I wouldn't let that take me to a point of violence. But yeah, there's something. I love my mother to pieces.
Yeah, but so do I. But do they know your mother? That's the question. Is I know you say you got there, that it's the words, but do they really know them? That it would hurt.
They don't. If they've seen her and they made fun of her physical appearance, I'd be upset. But they're trying to upset me by talking about my mother. So that kind of pisses me off. It's like the N-word. I'm not that upset over the word. I'm upset because you said that to elicit a response from me.
You have said two very, very interesting things there that no one in asking this question, I think we've asked like 20 people this question, no one has brought up. Well, if it's making fun of physical appearance, right? Like, that is kind of insulting, right? That's a real insult if they've seen her.
And then, they're like, oh, your mom is fat because I just saw her picture.
Right. And then the idea of someone just saying words to piss you off, like the idea that they're saying it just because they know, like, oh, this will really hurt them. It doesn't matter if it does or not. It's like, oh, I hope this one really hits you to the core.
Right. And most of the time I won't give that a thought, but I recognize the effort, and that kind of pisses me off.
That's a fucking awesome answer. All right, onto a totally opposite subject, totally other end of the range. All right, here's our good dear friends from At Jabber and the Drone. Such good dear friends. One time, I've never met them, by the way, in person. One time, they're such good friends of ours that one time, I was out of gas, and I said, oh, can you drive me to the gas station? They said, for you, Mike, that's not enough. And they made me like gas at a biodiesel. They converted, it took days and I was late for my appointment, but they converted my car to biodiesel and they made biodiesel for me just for the amount for that trip. What the hell am I saying? Jabber and the Drone, here's their opinion on something.
This one I completely agree with. We should eliminate urinals.
Yeah, 100%.
They're disgusting.
I've been saying this forever. There's no need for them. Is that the only thing that makes a gender qualifying bathroom? Because fuck it. Mm-hmm. Tear them all out. You put in more stalls. Men and women can share restrooms. Does not matter.
Yeah. And while we're at it, if we're going to tear away all of the urinals and just do stalls, can we have partitions that go all the way to the ground?
Yeah. Apparently that's a thing in Europe. Apparently the partial partitions is very much an American thing.
And
which
weird.
I don't understand.
And weird, yeah. And invasive, and I hate it. I hate it more than anything.
And it doesn't, there's no need. Like,
no.
Why can't the metal pieces go all the way from the, like, they don't have to be fucking structural integral, you know, walls to, mm-hmm. They don't have to be load bearing. They can still be thin metal pieces of shit, but why have gaps?
We're not animals. We don't have to pee standing next to each other.
You know what's worse than a urinal? The trough.
Well, I won't even.
No. Well, I mean, I won't do a urinal.
I'm
a stall peer.
I'm a total stall peer, but if, you know, if push comes to shove and you really have to go and there's a line, I'll do what I have to do. Have you ever have you ever been in the situation, you go to bars more than I do, have you ever been in the situation where the guy comes in and pees in the sink next to you?
What?
That's I've seen that happen once.
No. Oh, God. Check, please. No.
I mean, this was like a situation where I was like in this, this like backyard.
You can't like, wash your hands after that.
Backyard like concert party thing. It was. I mean, it was.
I don't care.
You know, it was somebody's house essentially, but there was a lot of people there. Okay.
Yeah. No
to all of that.
And of course, the legendary Alice Little. We spoke. She is, if you don't know, Alice Little. The Alice Little on Twitter is. But you can just search Alice Little because she's incredibly famous. In fact, she says America. She says number one earning companion in America, and she's a legal prostitute. But I'd say probably the world too. Alice, get that stat. Get that Guinness record. Get on that Guinness shit, Alice. Here's Alice Little. Here we go. Mac and cheese should only be made at home and not bought from a restaurant. Your thoughts?
I completely and utterly disagree because mac and cheese, like any other food dish, could be elevated with high quality ingredients, and you never know where you're going to find the best mac and cheese in the world until you try to eat it.
Ooh, Alice, we don't have time for me to disagree with you. Okay. And of course, our dear, dear friends at Nerds Without Pants podcast. Let me try this joke again where I talk about them being good friends. Oh, dear friends. One time, I got a big gaping wound in the bottom of my foot. And, you know, they said, look, I don't have any medicine here. And I said, okay, I'm going to go to the hospital. And they said, no. But here are all these lizards that I've collected. They are illegal animal hunters. This is weird. The joke I was going to do is that they were illegally capturing lizards and that they'd be willing to sacrifice these exotic animals to cure my foot. That's a bad, weird intro. Hey, you got to try stuff. That's what this episode's about, is trying stuff. Does it make me laugh? Sometimes, but not this time. Here's Nerds Without Pants talking about a thing.
People should enjoy / do more small talk. No. 100 times no. Small talk is the worst. It's the worst.
Terrible.
I think, like, okay, you just meet somebody. How else do you start talking with them? But there's like a rule for how long the small talk should be, right? Like, you need to do the whole, hey, how's the weather? How's everything? But if I've met you before, we don't need to do that ever again.
Right.
Right? Like, I should know you well enough where we have enough of a rapport where I can just be like, hey, Julian, Patrick, what's up? And then that's it. That's all for the small talk. What's up? And then we're talking about something that actually matters.
Exactly.
Get right into the real. We don't have to waste our time anymore.
My thing is, am I ever going to talk to you again? No? Then why did you feel the need to, like, break this silence? The silence was good. The silence was comfortable. I don't care about the sports or the weather. I was just really enjoying being in my own head, and you broke it. You broke it. You broke the silence, and there was no need.
Yeah.
Introverts of the world, unite.
Yep. Sure. I'm with you. There's, if I am in a situation where I need to get to know somebody, then there's that.
Sure.
If I'm on an elevator with you and I'm trying to get down 3 floors and you want to talk about your dog, boy, do I not care. No, thank you.
We're dragging here.
I am. Oh my gosh. You know what just happened?
You're in
this
a river.
This is not. Well, honey, I thought this was the hotel room. I was trying to surprise you. This is a river.
Yep. Let's
I know. And I know you. Please, can you not correct me? I know the whole time you're going to get angry. I know the whole time we were coming, you were saying this is clearly a river. But I realize I'm in a river now. I know when you said, I know you're going to say it again, but the egrets, I know that was a dead giveaway that most hotel rooms do not have egrets. I get it. We're in a river. Okay. Can you please help me out of the river though? Cause this is obviously not our hotel room. And I'm guessing there are not frogs in the mini bar as I previously thought.
Yep, you are in a river. Let me just shoot some web out of my wrists, and you can just grab onto that.
Oh my gosh, I forgot you're part tarantula. This is great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, kind of.
You know,
a
when
revolution.
You got that surgery, I thought, don't, you know.
Yeah, who's crying now? You, because you're in a fucking river for no reason.
Don't, please, honey, this was supposed to be a thing. Because there's been a lot of sexual problems in the bedroom since you're mostly a giant spider now. And, like, I think this trip was supposed to kind of solidify that. Could you please not give me an attitude? I've already admitted I'm wrong, that I'm in a river. And so now you have webbing. This could be a beautiful moment in which you help me with your webbing and maybe kiss me. Like, but if you're just going to be mean about it, can we try it again and you help me out of the river without a fucking attitude?
You know what? Go fuck yourself. I'm going to walk away.
Don't be. That's ridiculous. I'm not, you know, like you if you want
to
be that way,
I got the superpowers to help you when you get stuck in shit one day.
They're not super.
Yeah, they
are spiders.
Look at that.
Spiders exist. Yes. Okay. Yes. You've encapsulated that whole building in web. That's very impressive. But spiders can do that. Like, it's not super anything. Spiders can do that. You are now a spider.
Okay. You can downplay my fucking achievements.
I don't want to downplay your what you've done, but you're trying to be rude, and I'm trying to get you to help me out of this river, and you're just being
right,
mean,
you know,
to me.
I won't even use the web. I'll just reach out.
I'm not saying not. This is where we get in fights. You're focusing on the wrong thing. I'm saying use the webbing, but don't be a. And I know you don't like it when I call you that word.
I know, I know you're just trying to hurt my feelings, and it's just deep-seated.
We're
results.
Both trying to hurt each other's feelings.
I'm just trying to get you out of a
river. Me with words and you with venom. And I just feel as though...
I don't appreciate you confusing
me. Can we start over? Can we start over? Yes, there apparently are not any Marriotts with mud in them. I'm wrong. I am now stuck in a river. Love of my life, would you mind using your...
Superpowers... Come on,
you're arachnid. You're abnormal. Is that okay?
If you want to make sweet, sweet love at some point in our lives, you're going to have to say superpowers.
But it's about right. If it's a fantasy thing, if you want me to say it just because it'll get you off and like in
no,
the
you
bedroom,
mean
maybe.
It. You got to mean it.
I don't mean it, though. That's
I
the difference here. Fine. Get in the river. There's probably an otter or some sort of salamander that can do this for us.
All right, I'm in.
All right. I just heard your conversation. I am a cod. Sorry, but I am a lawyer.
A divorce lawyer. Wow.
A lawyer who knows about divorce. But that's all X's and O's. Let's get this started. All
right.
Okay, who's divorcing who? I'm divorcing her.
Oh,
I said it first.
Okay.
I see we have a little bit of a discrepancy here. Now, in divorce law, when both people, what we do is we have a thumb war. But as of course you don't have thumbs, ma'am, I assume. You don't have any thumbs?
I do not. No.
Oh well, we do a coin toss. Awesome. I'm great at coin tosses. Okay, let's do this. Well, sir, heads or tails? Heads. All right, here we go. Whoop, and it's gone down the river. Okay, coin's gone. That's not a problem. Okay, we'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Well, no, just
time.
Swim how'd down there. Cod. Just lawyer cod. Just swim
well,
down there.
We don't have a lot of time here. ma'am, heads or tails?
Heads.
Notice you changed voices for some reason. Odd choice, but here we go. Oop, and flipping it in the air. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, it fell in the river. It's going all the way down there. Okay, go back to you, sir. Heads or tails?
How much
I feel like
you're losing a lot
this
of
this is gonna I know but heads okay here we go flip it up there it goes right down the river there it goes okay gone ma'am heads or tails
tails
tails okay here we go flip it up in the air flip what's it gonna be where's it gonna land oh there it goes right down the river okay it's gone
oh hey look I found something I found a ladder let's go
That's my ladder.
Oh,
I prefer you not touch it. It's decoration for my office here. It's not really a real ladder. I prefer you not climb it. That is, it's an antique ladder.
Are you serious?
It's very valuable.
Oh, man.
It was made from the same carpenter who built not Abe Lincoln's log cabin. He obviously built that, but another home Abe had made. Same carpenter made that ladder. I'd really appreciate it.
So I can't use it. I can't go up.
Well, the more important thing, ma'am, is heads or tails.
Let's go with tails.
Okay, here we go. Flip, 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 flip. Gone right down the river. There it goes all the way down. Okay. Now, this is not working. In this event, I'm going to think of a number. Do you guys know about numbers? We know about numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you, crazy? 1, 2, 7.
Well, as a cod, I meet a lot of creatures that don't know about numbers.
We have a new sponsor for the show that you'll hear a lot of. Why will you hear a lot of them? It's The Kicker Blog. TheKickerBlog.wordpress.com is a great blog. How do I know they're great? I actually do vlogs for them. It's a really great site. They're a part of another company that does, you know, aftermarket inspections on cars. But the blog itself is really great. It's all about a world in which car shoppers find the best vehicle for their money without any hassle. What do I do for it? I do articles about car accessories. I do some really fun stuff. I talk about how I hate suction cups. It's the same show. It's just as funny, but at thekickerblog.wordpress.com. Go check it out. It's a great website.